Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bruce Miller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The third baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bo McLaughlin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bo McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews catches it and throws to first to double up Thomason. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno takes first base on ball four. Gross moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Gross trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Cedeno moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with McLaughlin covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bo McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Adams steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Andrews catches it and throws to second with Metzger covering, to double up Adams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger strikes out. Two outs. Bo McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Halicki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki is 0-for-1 in the game. Halicki hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell strikes out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive towards the mound. McLaughlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mercer moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bo McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 2 in the game. McLaughlin strikes out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki is 0 for 2 in the game. Halicki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cedeno is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Halicki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans bunts towards the mound. McLaughlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Gary Thomason now playing left field. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilbur Howard pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Howard. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Howard steals second. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews is walked intentionally. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Bo McLaughlin. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 1, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.